Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Buddy Hill joined the Jim Rome Show, and it was really, really good. Let's get into Buddy Hill real quick. Let's do that.
You don't want to get into the list of Draymond Green beefs?
Yeah. You know what? We can do that.
Because I wrote down some just off the top of my head.
This segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Now, it feels like him and Jaylen Brown are cool, so I don't know if that's a beef anymore.
Jaylen Brown has in my estimation, his frame, he has chiseled his body. Like, I was looking at that video you sent of Grant Williams.
Yeah.
That fool is jacked.
Jaylen Brown?
Jacked.
Jaylen Brown, and you got to remember, Jaylen Brown played his basketball at Cal Berkeley. So he got to see up close and personal when he was at Cal. He would go to Warrior games. And he would be on the court. He'd be talking to Iguodala, Curry, and whatnot. In his rookie year, the Celtics under Brad Stevens, when he was a coach, I remember they came to Oracle Arena. The Warriors would have a tough time with the Celtics. They came into Oracle Arena. I mean, Avery Bradley, Isaiah Thomas, it was Jaylen Brown. And they came in here. And they took the Warriors' lunch money. And Jaylen Brown got into it with Stephen Curry at the end of the third quarter of one of those games. Mm. And they ended up winning that game because I remember going to the Celtics locker room and they were feeling good, really good. And Isaiah Thomas gets hurt later in the postseason. But Jaylen Brown has been doing this. And so when you want to talk about Draymond beefs, I don't know if that's a beef anymore.
Well, I wrote down just some of the, you know, the heavy hitters. Rudy Gobert, right? That's one.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
All right. Jaylen Brown, all right, should I cross it off?
Yeah, I think they're. You heard the All Star stuff, you know.
Okay, cross that off. What about Jordan Poole?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, the broadcast didn't even show the Jordan Poole point.
What?
No, when we were watching a game, I didn't see the point until the highlights afterwards when he did the three and then he pointed at Dre like, I got him. I was like, whoa, we didn't see that.
Well, Dre was like posting him up and everyone was expecting the wild elbow.
People got nervous because he did a little walkthrough with the hell and Jordan Poole's head snapped back. And it was like, oh boy, Festus kept calling it the game within the game. Yeah. And speaking of the game within the game, Grant Williams, remember last year in Charlotte?
Oh, I remember it very well.
The game within the game.
He was baiting him at the top of the three-point key. Yeah. He was guarding him super tight. It was like it was the 1980s. It was unbelievable. So I got Grant Williams on this list. I've got KD on the list. Is KD on the list for Draymond?
I don't know if they're still beefing.
Give me the ball.
Are they still beefing?
I would assume. What about Stephen Adams?
They've gone back and forth. Nah, he doesn't mess with
the Chiefs. I thought you were going to say Stephen A. at first.
Oh, Stephen A. I didn't even think of Stephen A. Yeah, Stephen A. is on the list. All right. What about Rodney Magruder?
Oh, my gosh. That was, wasn't that more Clay?
Rodney. I mean, come on, dude. He destroyed him. He destroyed Rodney Magruder, and then he became a Warrior.
Grant Williams beef is really. Oh, so I read the tweet.
And then the Tristan Thompson beef. I was game with Michelle, sitting sideline or courtside last year in the good seats. Yeah, I know, the drop. You could just do it. That's fine. And we had, you're so like close to the ground and I'm so short. So I had a bad angle, but I did have a great angle of Draymond and Tristan Thompson yelling at each other the entire game until Draymond and Donovan Mitchell get into it in a fight. So I put Donovan Mitchell on the list as well.
Because he weighed bye-bye.
Dylan Brooks.
Oh, Dylan the Villain? Oh, my gosh.
You're smiling.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Tari Eason. But he respects Tari Eason. He shouted out Tari Eason in the postgame show. You know what Draymond's done this year? He's complimented the other team so much this season.
Kill him with kindness.
No,
it's psychological warfare. You cannot tell me it.
No, but he's a champion of change, man. You can see it. He's helping guys up. Champion of change, dude. I'm telling you. Referees. Now, Draymond Green is starting to get along with referees, patting him on the back. Some people saying I was on his beef list.
No, you took it away. I was going to get to that. I was trying to get to a couple
shots.
More.
You talking to
I
me?
I was going to slip that one in.
It's always fun game.
I think he doesn't like me, and that's okay.
Well, I don't. He may not know who you are.
He might not know who I am.
No, he knows who you are.
He may just associate you and me as one simultaneous entity named Dante Hill.
No, he doesn't.
They know everything, like Steph says.
I know everything.
No, he does.
I know Steph does know everything.
Yeah, they all know everything.
David Portnoy versus Draymond.
Oh, well, Portnoy's, gosh. I guess. You have the Grant Williams blindside hit. This is what happened Friday night against Jason Tatum.
So
but they're supposed to be
this?
Boys. Yeah, I don't know how you missed it.
It looked like I thought it was Ray Lewis in the middle of the field tackling Priest Holmes.
And it's Spadone. I sent you Jaylen Brown's reaction after the game when you want to pull that one
Jaylen Brown was heated.
Yeah, he was not happy with this one. Here is Jason Tatum getting blindsided in Charlotte.
He's off the cylinder. Grant Williams, that was a hard foul against his good buddy Jason Tatum. That may be looked at.
Yeah, well, Tatum's like, what's all the trouble? No problem. Hey, we're competitive and playing hard. It's a physical game. Strike to the line.
This is Dale Curry, Bally Sports. And after the game, we'll play Jaylen Brown's. But Draymond Green started a tweet that night. And here he is. I'm going to read the four tweets. Grant Williams said it's not intentional fouling JT like that. It's mad wild. And he's smiling about it. Next tweet. Thinking a blindside hit on your mans is a smile-worthy offense means one of two things. You have zero awareness or you a goofy. And both make you a goofy. Goofy. Third tweet. He mad at JT about something? LOL. Ring. He was supposed to keep him in Boston. JT got a ring and dude let his frustrations out about it. Fourth tweet. All right. Good night.
That was in a row?
That was in a row. I love the tweet. Festus like, man, you put some emphasis on that. I was like, hey, you have zero awareness or you a goofy. It both make you a goofy. Goofy.
You know how like we have certain people that are like fight experts, right? Like that Draymond is like, you know, when you, for example, Mike Pereira, like, oh, we have an officiating issue. Let's go to Mike Pereira. Right. Anytime there's a fight in the NBA, we should immediately zoom in Draymond Green. Draymond, what do you think of this little altercation that's going
probably
on?
Probably not
right
the best idea.
We'll go to Tommy Pham out in Secaucus.
Oh gosh.
What was the guy from Memphis, Clark, who he caught in
Brandon Clark. Yeah,
and like,
Brandon
Clark. Well, he hacked him so hard. and then he tried to like catch him as he was falling down.
Was it game one? He got ejected.
First off, the
WWE
to not only karate chop a guy midair, but then catch him and brace his fall to keep him from getting even more hurt was just incredible.
I tell you one of the more impressive things when he's choking Rudy Gobert and Carl Anthony Towns comes from behind him, the wherewithal to tuck his chin is next level awareness. I mean, he doesn't get enough credit for that. I swear to God. Watch it back. He tucked his chin when Carl Anthony Towns tried to. It was unbelievable.
Look, I'm guilty of this, but like, I do all the emotions, like the full circle, all 360 degrees of emotions.
We know.
When it comes to Draymond Green specifically.
Oh, like, I thought he was just talking about sports in general.
That's life. Like yesterday, right? Yesterday, my brother brought his boys over. My cousin brought his boys over. And little Teddy, God bless him. He's two. He's having a lot. He's the middle child. He's got a lot of emotions. He cried yesterday. He screamed. He laughed. He hugged. He did every emotion you could possibly have in about 45 minutes. And that's how I feel when I'm like rooting for Draymond Green.
Sounds like inside out one or two.
Yeah, 100%.
Jaylen Brown on the Grant Williams situation Friday night.
I don't know what that was about. I think that spoke for itself. I don't know if Grant missed JT or I don't know what that was, but that just wasn't a basketball play. Grant no better than that.
Last year he ticked you off with a hard foul against you. Tonight he had a hard one against Jason. How much did it frustrate you seeing him do it again against you guys?
Actions speak loud, you know, so it is what it is. We got the win, we move on, but, you know, there's no place in the game for that. I thought JT and Graham was friends. I guess not.
I kind of like this, though. No, I think this is good for the NBA. So there was so much AAU, rah, rah, rah. Let me jump one team to go to another team. And I don't know. Like, it just, I think this is good. I do. Now, do I want guys to get hurt? No. Obviously, there's a fine line here. But having some beefs, like, for example, when the Warriors play the Kings, you're not thinking about what's going to happen with Sabonis. I am. I think it's good.
No, I don't think basketball first. That's all the extracurricular obviously, stuff.
But these are the undercards within the game within the game. Well, you don't think about
you
that?
You love the drama. I think about ball, man. The drama will play itself out. I hear you. And a lot of people feel like you.
I feel like a lot of the consumer wants to know that, hey, if I'm a Celtic fan, I know my team can't stand, like, for example, the 76ers or right. The Knicks or whatever. Like, I do. I think it's good to have these kind of, like, I don't want anyone to get hurt and all that stuff. But, like, a little physicality, a little pushing and shoving, I don't think it's the worst thing.
No, it's not. Well, Joe Mazzulla says he just wants fighting back in the game. Said he thinks, yeah, you didn't see that? Joe Mazzulla, you saw that, right, Spinotti?
Yeah, he thinks they should go back to hockey, like hockey rules, like goons and stuff like that, and just fight and get it over with.
I'm actually not mad at that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, no, the fighting is one thing, but like the pushing and shoving, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, pushing and shoving, you're going to get that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
You get that all the time.
I just want to know that they hate the opponent as much as we do the fans. And I know they're never going to, you know, because everybody's getting
brotherhood
crazy money and all that stuff. And they all grew up together playing. I get all that. But like on some level, that's why I think Anthony Edwards is so beloved, because he clearly like he don't really like anybody.
Yeah, no, he's cocky. He's cocky. And I think he likes him. But, you know, you're going to get pushing and shoving. You get that from time to time. Just all out fighting and hacking, that's not good for the game.
No, that I agree with. That I agree.
You got kids watching and stuff like that. These guys are role models.
Well, and guys can't get
hurt. It or not. So you don't want that happening. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. It is a Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Go get you something out there. Where's Dre Jersey got ripped off in half by Bradley Beal? That was wild.
Oh, that's
that was wild
right.
Back in the day.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.